Ninth Ward, Jewel Parker Rhodes' new novel for middle readers, takes place during 8 days before and after Hurricane Katrina. 12-year-old Lanisha loves her tight-knit neighborhood in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, maybe even as much as she is loved by Mama Yaya, her clairvoyant and venerable guardian. She senses the coming hurricane but is confused by the devastation she foresees. This particular storm doesn't seem any more harmful than the last one that came through. Katrina forcefully whips and spills to the Ninth Ward. Then all is quiet. There is no forecast for the devastating collapse of the levees that rip open the dam, releasing a flood into the neighborhood, already calm after Katrina's wrath. Rising water laps up to the first floor, then higher and still higher. This rising water is unexpected. Scared, trapped, and desperate, Lanisha and a friend crawl out a tiny attic window onto the roof, staying just above the water. Trapped for hours, their legs cramp, their skin burns in the hot sun, and they must not drink any of the dank water that engulfs them. Lanisha's beloved neighborhood has drowned. Judith Parker Rhodes' prose is as vibrant and colorful as the town of New Orleans, and the story builds to a climax as dramatic and stormy as a hurricane. Rhodes ends Ninth Ward on a quiet note of hope for Lanisha. I predict a sequel is on the horizon.